Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Not to make fun of anybody, although I may just a little, because this person obviously has a problem. But I had no idea. Now, if you've ever baked with vanilla extract, you know it has such a fantastic smell. You probably thought to yourself, you know, what if I had a little nip? But you didn't, because you're not an idiot and you possess a modicum of self-control. Well, this lady doesn't. She's 46 years old. She's from Seneca Falls, New York, and her name is Carolyn. She went to the Walmart last week and bought two small bottles of vanilla extract and decided to chug them in the parking lot. It messed her up so bad that she started drunk driving around the parking lot and couldn't figure out how to get out. When the cops pulled her over, it turned out she had a blood alcohol level of 0.26. In Texas, it's illegal to drive at 0.08. In New York, that's over three times the legal limit. She was arrested for felony drunk driving. As it turns out, vanilla extract is 41% alcohol, which makes it 82 proof. The shocking thing is that's less alcoholic than some other forms of extract. Orange and peppermint are 89% alcohol, or almost 180 proof. So next time you're in the kitchen, to heck with the cooking sherry, go for the hard stuff. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. And here is the worst radio segue in the world. If you're looking for something really hard, diamonds are the hardest surface on earth, and they have a lot of them at David's Jewelry and Coin. To find out what their loose diamonds are like, or their custom-made jewelry or jewelry repair even, just go online to David's Jewelry and Coins, that's plural, davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can go see them in person on South College in the same shopping center as the IHOP and Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.